let's just take on the, what day of the month is the bill usually paid?
Well, it has to be paid by the 20th.
Okay. Well, let's say, now today is what day of the month?
Today's 10th.
Okay. And then, yesterday was the 9th and the 8th and the 7th and the 6th. What day was before that? The
5th.
And then the
4th and then the 3rd and the 2nd and the 1st.
And if something happened very suddenly, you say it hadn't been raining and all
of a sudden.
Okay. And if you did something, you've done something only one time, you'd say, I've only been there
once.
But if you'd been there two times, you'd say, I've been there
twice.
All right. Now, would you ever say all something once started to rain,
all of a sudden?
Yeah, would you ever say all to once or all at once started to rain?
Well, all at once you might use.
Okay. Now, would you just name the months of the year?
January, February, and March and April, May, June, July and August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Sunday, where you don't matter where I come in.
That's fine right there.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday.
Now, is the Sabbath, the term Sabbath ever used?
Yeah.
To mean?
Sabbath.
Is?
Sunday mostly.
Okay. What people is it any ever used to mean anything else?
I don't know. Sabbath and Sunday.
Okay.
The holy days.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. Now, if you met someone about 10 a.m., what would you say to them? You met somebody about 10 a.m. You know, a friend of yours. You might say, "Well." You saw someone out, you know, you met someone, you went over into the store, you know, let's say you went over to the store and you saw a friend of yours. You might say hello or hi, or you might say good
morning.
Yeah. Now, how late would you use that?
Well, you'd use it till after dinner.
Okay. And then, what would you say when you're leaving someone about 10 o'clock in the morning?
Well, say let's go to dinner or go home.
Okay.
Or something like that.
You would never say good morning, though, when you were leaving someone.
No, say, if I say anything, I'd say bye. Or
all right.
Something
and
like
then
that.
How would you greet a person after dinner?
Well, I'd say good evening.
All right. That could be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Any time after you might eat your lunch would be an evening to you.
All right. And then do you ever use the expression good day for anything at all?
Well, sometimes you'll hear somebody say good day.
Uh-huh. And
if they'd be leaving, you know, they'd say
sure.
Good day to you.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
But now, and how about the use of the expression good night?
Well, yes, if you're leaving somebody at night,
uh-huh.
You know, that's...
You'd never use that in meeting someone, though.
No.
If you're talking about working, beginning work before it was even light out, you say, we started work before
day,
before sun
up,
yeah, and we worked until
dark,
or sun,
sundown,
yeah, then you use the expression dusky dark,
yeah.
Before, now that's right, is that,
this before it gets dark,
is that before sundown, or right about,
no, just before it gets dark,
uh-huh.
is usually when you use that expression,
uh-huh.
Dusky.
The sun is already really down.
Oh, yes.
But it hasn't gotten dark.
It hasn't got dark, but the next few minutes it's dark.
You might say, I'm going to go look in the paper and see what time the sun is going to
rise
or
set.
Okay, and so you say, yesterday the sun at
5. Is risen at a certain time or set it.
It had, by the time I got up, it already had.
Had risen.
Okay. And so if Wednesday is today, Tuesday was